All right. Uh-oh, little patch in the background there. Hello, let me get rid of some SWR. Hello. 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 Yep. Am I off? Am I off frequency? Which way do I gotta go? All right, Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah, stop listening to Bob on 2 meters and please just make your transmission.
I wish I had a half an hour because I have plenty I could tell, but I'll keep it short. That was 1965, KA9TFC here, which, by the way, I was violating when I turned on the radio this morning. But Bob, you can thank Bob, Pat, for convincing me to fire up this old TR4C, this reliable beater radio with the RCA jack shorting out the AGC for maximum plate current. Look at that, all the way over. In 1965, oh, let's see, I was already looking at girls, but I had a mini bike, and the radio I wanted, Pat, you'll remember this, I was in the basement of Dave Goodrell's house. Now, Pat, you remember Dave Goodrell, because his dad, Don Goodrell, ran Goodrell Antenna Service in West Allis, and I went down in Dave Goodrell's basement and just about died. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. He had, I think it was an old car, which was K-A-A-R, car, or International Crystal, one of the two, but he had that tube radio all buffed out. It was just beautiful, hooked into a super scanner at 80 feet in the air, and I went home, and so ever since then, that was it for me. I was absolutely hooked. But at 12 years old, my dad took me down to, I think, Smith Electronics or Smith something in downtown Milwaukee on Plankinton Street, and I got a 5-band AM/FM shortwave aircraft and VHF band radio, which actually I still have, 18 transistor. And I was so disappointed when I couldn't understand when I was on 7 meg and everything sounded garbled. And then I found an article in an electronics book of how to make an outboard BFO. And I actually built that thing on a piece of cardboard and it worked. And so then I was able to hear the guys on sideband on
7
meg. And that was it for me. I've been hooked ever since. This is Doug, KA9TFC, and is that guy on this morning, Dave from McFarland, that has the 101 CD? I want to buy that. Back to net.